Hi, everyone. Welcome to another podcast with Jane Nelson and Mary Nelson Tamborski. I just can't tell you how much fun it is to have my daughter, Mary, following in the positive discipline footsteps. And every day she tells me stories about her positive discipline with my two grandsons, Reed and Grayson. And so I always wanted to share these on podcast. So, Mary, tell us your latest.
Okay, so last week, after I had just been refreshed with all of my positive discipline techniques by attending a all-day positive discipline conference, I was feeling excited and fully equipped to experience the next challenge that my 2 or 4-year-old was going to bring to me. And lo and behold, it only took about 7 hours for me to experience the first one with Reed, who is 2.5. And it was in the morning time, and lately he's been really wanting gum because his older brother gets gum. And once I was able to give him a piece of gum, I said, but you can't chew it. All you can do is lick it. And so that kept him busy for about 20 to 30 minutes, and I thought I was on to something just because it was, you know, kept him so entertained and quiet at the time. So little did I know that was going to come and bite me, you know, weeks later, but it was 6:30, 7 in the morning, Saturday morning, and we hadn't even had breakfast yet, and that's usually the first thing he says when he wakes up is cereal, eat. He's my eater. And so the first thing he says, we're not even all the way down the stairs to the kitchen, he says, Mommy, chew gum? I said, no, you can't chew gum, Reed. He says, but what if I just lick it? And I said, you can't have gum before you have breakfast. It's 6:30 in the morning. But I just lick it. I said, Reed, you cannot have gum before you have breakfast. After you eat your cereal, you can have some gum. But I just want to lick it, Reed. No gum. I just want to lick it. And what's so interesting is that I'm 7 hours fresh out of my class, and I'm already feeling irritated and stressed out and annoyed, and I'm feeling, okay, what am I going to do here? Because I'm already getting ready to lose it. And so one of the tools that was refreshed in my head that was so simple and easy to forget at the same time was I got down on his level and I said, Reed, I love you. And the answer is no. He says, okay, I eat cereal now. And I just had to like tap myself on the back and my mom at the same time, because it's amazing how simple that tool is, but how effective it is at the same time. And sometimes I just amaze myself. When I'm teaching these classes, I'm preaching all day long to these parents that when you use this stuff, it works. And even sometimes I forget, and I love it when I use something so simple and it's so effective. It was
right.
Great.
The name of that tool is I Love You, and the answer is no, just like it says. And I want to share the time I used it with you when you were a teenager, and we were in one of those arguments because you wanted to go to a concert, and I thought you were too young, and I was giving you all my great reasons why I didn't think you should go, and you always had better reasons why you should go. And finally, I just said, honey, I love you, and the answer is no. And you just said, oh, you're so tight, but you walked away. It's like you didn't like it, but you were willing to accept that. But I always like to caution parents that there isn't any tool that works every time with every child, and that's why we like to have so many of them. And to remember the foundation of positive discipline, which is focus on solutions and connection before correction and kind and firm at the same time. And then it's so nice when we have so many tools to draw from.
I want to piggyback on that real quick and say that, you know, if there's anybody that knows the tools, it's me. Not only was I raised with them and now I'm teaching them, but when it's the morning time and my, you know, both eyes aren't even open and I haven't even had a first sip of coffee, it's hard to get real creative with a lot of these tools that I know work. I just don't have the energy yet myself or the desire. But that I love you and the answer is no, it was almost effortless. And I loved how well it worked, too, and so did my son.
And, you know, one of the things I didn't mention in the beginning is that Mary is now a licensed marriage and family therapist intern in the San Diego area and does parent coaching. And so until next time, we'll just wait to see the next positive discipline experience that you have that you can share with us.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Until then.
Bye.